And you're listening to the Texas Standard. We've been reporting on the Standard on the shortage of healthcare options for people in rural parts of the state, where hospitals and care providers have been closing their doors, and now those communities may soon be dealt another blow because of proposed Medicaid changes that could force some hospitals to cut services or shut down altogether. And here to tell us more is Gwendolyn Wu. She's been following the story for the Houston Chronicle, and she's also a Hearst Fellow for the Business Desk. Gwendolyn, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
It's an aggressive move because it would potentially cut $11 billion in funding in Texas. And I wonder, what's the goal?
Right. So what the administration is hoping to do here, they've said that the plan is to increase transparency, especially when it comes to data reporting from states to the federal level about how taxpayer money is spent. The kind of fine print when it comes to this, though, is that it seems to redefine what public funds are when it comes to Texas hospitals. Public funds can no longer be a mix of miscellaneous revenue, lease revenue, grant revenue, and state and local district funds. Instead, they're saying it has to be state and local funds only that make up public funds now.
But one thing that I'm curious about is the transparency aspect. What does that have to do with transparency? I mean, is there $11 billion of secrecy here?
We're not quite sure yet. So far from the hospitals and healthcare organizations I've spoken to, it seems like there's been no analysis of the rules released the same way it would have been in the past. Because of that, a lot of these healthcare organizations have had to kind of go statute line by line to figure out what the actual changes in financial impact would be to their organizations.
Okay. I am assuming that the hospitals are pushing back and they're going to push back hard. What are they saying now?
Right. So last I heard, over 4,000 healthcare organizations had written letters to the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare saying that they are not in favor of doing something like this. The American Hospital Association has said that they would prefer if the law just did not go into effect, period. They have a lot of concerns about the clarity of the language asking for data reporting requirements. Plus, honestly, they think that a rule like this isn't necessary because states have already been pushing for transparency. Some of the other organizations I spoke to, though, said that they don't have a problem with requesting more transparency, especially here in Texas, where they say they've already been pushing for it. So what they want to see is that the definitions of public funds would be changed to what is currently the status quo.
And the challenge for the general public really is that whatever happens in these megaspheres, it really affects a person. And forgive me for saying personally. So, you know, what are you to do if you are in a rural community and your hospital is, these rules go forward and your hospital is greatly affected or it ultimately closes?
Absolutely. The Texas Organization for Rural and Community Hospitals told me that they found that 46% of the state's rural hospitals operate at a loss.
Wow.
That's a pretty big number. And if some of the funding is cut away, they're estimating this might mean about $900 million a year in funding for them. We could see more closures. The kind of problem that we're starting to see, though, is that because there's no deadline to implement this rule, honestly, this change could come whenever. It could come as is. Last I spoke to the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, they said that they don't have a planned estimate for when this rule would be rolled out, or they don't know if there might be other changes from the feedback they've gotten from those 4,000 healthcare organizations when it comes to making sure that this rule is kind of more in favor of what those healthcare organizations are hoping to see.
And just to remind the public that Medicaid is the health insurance for people who are low income. So where do we go from here, Gwendolyn?
Right now, we're kind of waiting in limbo. None of the healthcare organizations I spoke to have any sense of when a rule like this would be implemented. So they're just kind of holding with bated breath now that some of the feedback they've sent in those letters would be taken into account by the Trump administration.
Gwendolyn Wu is a Hearst Fellow at the Houston Chronicle. Gwendolyn, thank you so much for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.